Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 1 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje iqhubekela iyaqhubeka imkhankaso yokhetho lweMelika oluza qhutshwa ngolwesibili. Silethulela imbali kankosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla lama Democrats oncintisana lomnumzana Donald Trump okubandla lama Republicans kulolu khetho.
Njengabo mama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, singifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane.
Gula beZimbabwe abalandela ukhetho lweMelika oluzayo. Iyaqhubeka imkhankaso yokhetho lweMelika oluza qhutshwa ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo. Umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla leDemocratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump weRepublican Party bakhankasela ukhetho lolu belokhu bekhanya bengujiki lobhanqa ezabelweni ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama-swing states. Umnumzana Trump lamhla usesabelweni seMichigan, kuthi unkosikazi Harris eseLas Vegas kanye leWisconsin. Ababili laba bathi bazanqoba ukhetho lolu. Abaningi emazweni achiyeneyo balulandela lolu khetho. Baningi abalulandelayo njalo kwele Zimbabwe. UEzra Chisasibanda usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Umnumzana Mluleki Moyo ngomunye wabalandela ukhetho lolu.
Sufikeke esigabeni esilukhuni lapha abantu asebe ngasela qiniso khona ukuthi luzaphuma kanjani. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela uKamala Harris ke ulethuba elihle lokunqoba. Uhlupho olukhona ngalo ubaba uTrump yiwo naleyani into yakhe esiyaziyo yobandlululo. Abamsekelayo bebangumsindo yibo lawa abalenketha bechabi.
Unkosazana Beverly Mpofu usekela unkosazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lowayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump.
Esikukhangeleleyo kuma-elections eMelika yokuthi kuthole umuntu wesifazana ukuthi abe ngupresident, ngoba ngesikhathi kubusa u-Obama laphana hhayi America yayinhle kakhulu, njalo le-crime ingarejuseka nxa kungangena umuntu wesimame.
Unkosikazi Fiso Ncubelayo uhamba lonkosikazi Harris.
Njengabo mama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, singifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane amele abo omama. Sifuna kuwine umuntu ongumama ngoba lathi sifuna simelelwe njengabo mama, lathi sibe lamandla njengabo mama.
Kulabanye abachotoza ukhetho lweMelika, umsekelo webandla leZanu PF unkosikazi Lwazi Mbowa uthi ukhetho lweMelika alukhululekanga.
Ukhetho lweAmerica into emangalisayo ukuthi abantu bangale bayathanda ukungenela izindaba zethu lapha eAfrika. Ufice nxala nxa sisenza izinto zethu sixekisile, ufice sebebuya bengenela bebhuza nje njengempukane. Khathesi nampoka kodwa oTrump kathi bayenza isifazi. Kodwa akakukhulula kuthule kuthiwe nje akula muntu obangenelayo futhi. Kuyithi abanothiwa sebesingenile. Abathiwa sokuthiwa hhayi vele bese bengene through opposition. Sebefunthi bebalibulale yonke into bephambanisa ilizwe leli. Kodwa bona nampana asiboneni, sibona ukuthi bazayenza njani. Sibakhangele. But akula sa friend fe lapha.
Umnumzana Prince Zwide Khumalo othazelela ezomdabu uthi ubone ngani ibandla lama-Democrats linganqoba kukhetho lolo.
American mina ngokwami ngokuzalwa kwami eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ngani ama-Democrats azaphumelela, ama-Republicans also azaphumelele ngoba akhokelwe ngu-Trump and u-Trump wehluleka ebusa. Angiboni ukuthi kuyini okutsha angakunika abantu beAmerica okwakhathesi.
Bakhona njalo bathi uTrump nguye okumela khokhele eleMelika. Umsekeli kaMeya wobulawayo uCouncillor Edwin Dlovu uyakusekela lokho.
Yesikhangelele ukuthi ukhetho lokuqala likhululeke. iMelika yekhangelelwe kakhulu kwezedemocracy. So sifisa ukukhetho labo likhululeke. Ikanti le ibandla elizawina sikhangelele ibandla eliza promote idemocracy umhlaba wonke, hatshi ibandla elizaletha impi umhlaba wonke, ngoba singakhangela ukuthi kule mpi which is hanging eRussia labo Ukraine, sikhangele njalo eMiddle East labo Israel. So sifuna umuntu ozathi nxa esewinile le bandla lakhe eMelika abe ngumuntu ozakhuluma ngokuthula, alethe labo abalwayo etafuleni kukhulunyiswane, kumiswe izimpi.
Abahlaziya ezombusazwe lokuhlola ukhetho bathi usekelo lukankosikazi Harris lo Trump eMelika lunguthili lobhanqa ezabelweni eziningi. Ngimele Studio 7 ikamela ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kwezinye eziphathelane lokhetho silethulela imbali kankosikazi Harris.
Omela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris. Yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5 foot tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babe ngabantu bokuza. Unina uShyamala Gopalan owayevela e-India loyise uDonald Harris owayedabuka kwele Jamaica bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda e-University of California. Ngeminyaka yabo-1960 iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku yikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970 abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwa bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Porter ngumngane wakhe avela laye khatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Iflethi labo lalilamakamelo amabili lendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Porter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we were the second class to desegregate Berkeley public schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumende.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University okulikolishi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala, okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002, uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamademocrats U-Andrea Jules Steele uthi.
There had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe ngumuntu wesifazane. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo uthile okubalulekileyo.
U-Harris wanqoba kulolu khetho. Wahle waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu ezinengi ezilodlakela. Futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotshwa ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengisa izidakamizwa. Futhi wagqugquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukutshata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha, waphanga waba lilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakule ngxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris uJill Duran uthi,
"There's definitely been stories about high staff turnover."
Yebo, sekuke kwaba lemibiko yokuthi ngenelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxotsha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump uKathy Wilmot uthi,
"She was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border."
Wakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye lokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamademokrasi kukhetho lukamongameli ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, e-California.
The Voice of America.
Yebo ke kusenjalo uMongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi osenqotshwe kukhetho lokudinga uhulumende omutsha kwele Botswana uthi kaboni ukuthi kunqotshwa kwakhe kudalwe ibudlelwano alabo lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, njengolokho obekucatshangelwa ngabanye. Umnumzana Masisi utshele intatheli izindaba eHebron ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uMnangagwa kalani lokunqotshwa kwebandla lakhe leBotswana Democratic Party ngumanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change okhokhela umnumzana Duma Boko. UMasisi utheke sabi ukuthi umbuso omutsha ongaphansi kwebandla le UTC ungamthonisisa uma kulamacala awadale engumongameli ngoba kungelamacala awadale ngumongameli uthi ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu belukhululekile athi lokho okukhulunywa ngabanye womelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli yena oligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uthi uyabona ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka uthi uyakubonga lokho ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka embusweni ngokuthula. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Israel libhombe eGaza lamuhla labulala abangamachumi amane 40 abagoqela abantwana labesifazana. Usecotshiwe umsekeli kamongameli kwele-Kenya umnumzana Kithure Kindiki ongene esikhundleni esatshiywa umnumzana Rigathi Gachagua owatholwa lidale lephalamende elamacala enkohlakalo. Sike sizwe umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Inkinga yaseSudan isaqhubeka. Ngomfumfu lonyaka abantu abanengi babaleke bayaphephela kwele Chad. Umeli weMelika ku-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield unqume ele Chad ngokwamukela iziphepheli lezi zona athi zibalekela ukufa. Uthe kungaba yikufa ngemikhuhlane kumbe ngendlala, ukuphelelwa lithemba kanye leziloyiso. Isimo siqhubeka sisiba sibi ngoba amabutho e-Rapid Support Forces, awe-Sudanese Armed Forces kanye lamanye amaqembu aya phambili ngokuhlasela abantu makhaza ngodlame olumangalisayo, futhi ebaphuca indlela zokuziphilisa. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe ukuze kulungisiswe lolu daba, kulezinto ezintathu okumele zenziwe eSudan. Uthe okwakuqala, njengoba izigidi zabantu zibhekane lendlala emangalisayo, amazwe omhlaba kumele athumele usizo oluphuthumayo ukuze kuhlengwe abantu endaweni ezifana le-El Fasher, Sena, Diling, Kadugli kanye le-Khartoum. Siphatheke kabi ngokuthi endaweni yokuba kuvunyelwe usizo, iziphathamandla zedolobho le-Port Sudan ziyaluvimba lolu sizo futhi zisethusela abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe kumele iziphathamandla zeSudan zivumele ukuhanjiswa kokudla lolunye uncedo futhi zivumele abapha lolu sizo ukwenza umsebenzi wabo kulokuthi zisebenzise ukudla njengesikhali. Uthe kubalulekile njalo ukuba eleSudan liqhelise uhlelo lokusebenza kwemingcele egoqela owe-ADRE, livumele njalo ukuthi usizo lolu lufikele emagcekeni endizamchina ama-airports. Uqhubeke wathi, okwesibili, amazwe omhlaba kumele aqhelise imizamo yokuvikela abantu makhaza. Elemelika liya kusekela lokhu, futhi lifuna kuhlonitshwe imithetho elawula ukuphathiswa kwabantu abehlelwe yisimo esifana leseSudan. Amazwe omhlaba kumele eqale ukucabanga ngokusungula indlela zokuvikela abantu kanye lokuqeda ukulwisana. Okokugcina, amazwe omhlaba kumele asekele imizamo yokuletha umbuso okhululekileyo kweleSudan, kuchasise u-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Uqhubeke wathi, kahle ngicace, okwenzakalayo kweleSudan akumelanga kuvunyelwe. Ukwala kwebutho leSudanese Armed Forces ukuphatheka kuhlelo lokuqeda limpi, ukwehluleka kwamaqembu omabili alwisanayo ukulandela izimiso ezihlelwe ngamazwe omhlaba ngeke kuqhubeke. Ngakho, kumele sonke sibambe iqhaza, siqhelise imizamo yethu, kusho uThomas Greenfield. ELeSudan, kumele libuyele endleleni yombuso wentando kaZulu.
Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli bethu Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7 salibonani basakaze kunye labalaleli. Siyajabula ukwethulela indaba ezimnandi mihla yonke. Mina wami umbono bengithi indaba yevoti lekhaya wayingaveli ivalwe nje. Kuhle kuphele lokho okuthiwa kule voti.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi bamabahla abathandekayo. Sibonge kakhulu, bonge konke nabalaleli. Mina ngithanda ukugxila kakhulu kule ekababa uMnangagwa ukuthi mayethi uyaphuma uKhehla. Alright, uKhehla liphumule, lithathe nje umhlala phansi. Liyavuma iKhehla kutsho konta, liyavuma ukuthi lehlulekile. Noma bekhuluma lo baba dade semlibele igama lakhe ethi yena iZimbabwe improve kakhulu, izinto zitshentshile ngobuningi. Asiziboni izinto ezitshentshileyo thini kakhulu ngapha esabeleni sethu seMathebeleleni. Kumanje wabuka umgwaqo etsholotsholwana ukuthi unjani, kusuka nje kwapha embuyazwe. Vele ngathi ukusuka enowuthu uzuzuye ukuthi enyama endlovu udlule inyama endlovu ungeni uzuye ukuthi itsholotsho. Ngoba lutho umgwaqo right wanalwana. Vele kunzima lapha, into abayikhulumayo nje ayikho. Uright nje umdala mayethi yena asethatha umhlalaphansi kungene omunye.
Studio 7 injani kodwa basakazi bakavo Ndebele konke nabamameli niyaphila. Hayi, siyancenga khuluma lo Thulani Ulana ke Soweto lapho kulobudlwangu ndlwangu. Ngithanda ukuphawula ngezinto zeZanu PF. Uyabona manje iZanu PF sizobona kahle konke, amabhubesi, iimpisi, maganyana, makhanka nezimvu ziyaphuma ke lapho. Sengifisa lokho 2028 ngabe ukhona kusasa khona kuzobonakala kahle ngoba vele ukulwa sokuqalile vele manje. Yikho vele ukuqala kwakhona manje. Ngizo sokubona sebedonsa besiyale, abanye bedonsa besiyale. Sokuqalile njengamanje. U-2028 vele abe lingasekho ibandla lezana.
Uvuka njani hlobo zakithi? Indaba zabo Mnangagwa lezi nabo Tshiwenga badlala amagame ngathi straight. Thina sifuna umkhono womelizwe uvuselelwe. Bona babhizi badlala amagames abo ngelizwe ngathi. So kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu yona leyo. Okokuthi manje thina somele ukuthi sibaqakezele izandla badlala igame yabo lapha engaqedakaliyo. Ilizwe lisasalele emuva than ukuthi bahlanganise babumbane bakhe ilizwe. Bona babhizi ngamagame nje angathi akanangqondo totally. Ilizwe lisalele emuva kakhulu. Thina sifuna abantu abazobhekela umnotho welizwe bakreate imisebenzi ngesikhathi esincane. Hhayi lokho kwabo lokho abakwenzayo. Kudlala ngabantu nebandla labo lele abalikulo. Sengilokudlala nje sengilangela ama-games. Hhayi ukuthi kukhuliswa umnotho. Ayikho into okuthiwa ikhulisa umnotho wabantu bephila kanjani. So hhayi kulisihlazo kakhulu lokho abakwenzayo. Thina asifuni nakwazi ukuthi ubani ngubani wenzani. Ngoba siyabona ukuthi abanayo ingqubekela phambili. Amanga kuphela nama-games abo lawa abadlalayo obugebengu.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela yena imbono kunambolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux. Ucula umdumo awubiza ngokuthi Modern Jazz. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvat.
Ulucky Dube umculi ocula imiculo etshiyeneyo ezama ukujabulisa uZulu. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
UDr. Lux wazalelwa eLwagwelo eMidlands eNtabazwe. Ngafunda eJombe eSengezi Primary School naseManzi Emnyama Secondary. Ngaphenduka futhi ekhaya. So Dr. Lux ephuma ebizweni lami lokuzalwa ukuthi Lucky. Saqhuma nje sathi Lucky Lux.
umculo wakhe ngowe jazz kodwa Dr. Lux uthi yena uyawuhlangahlanganisa ukuthi unambitheke kepha sewunike elinye igama
ngathi modern jazz mina ngiyibiza kanjalo then njengomuntu bakithi okhulele erumbeni angeke ngiphume kuyo ngoba ngiyayithanda segazini so zalithola ukuthi lapha engikhipha khona ingoma zami angeke uswele kuyirumbanyana lapha kuyabe kukhona kuyirumbanyana mhlawumbe namanye ama-genres ngoba ngikhule ngiwuthanda umculo kakhulu ngendlela yokuthi ngithanda nje yonke into nje engumculo wakithi
Dr. Lux uthi umculi owamphathisayo wamfundisa ngomculo njalo umbonga kakhulu nguMartin Smanda wendolwane Super Sounds. Labantu bakibo abamkhuthazayo
ngomphakathi wakithi abantu baselwagwelu bathi hawu ndoda khathi manje wena awula nto ongasenzela yona njengoba ukhanya ungumuntu okhaliphileyo ukhanya ungumuntu ozazi into lezi zomculo ngaqala ngokuzama ingoma eyabizwa indaba kadudula ngiyenze 2022 lo God Knows Moyo ngesikhathi ngisuka eGoli sengisehlala eZimbabwe ngakhipha leya ngoma ethi indaba kadudula hayi yahamba kakhulu ingoma leya nabantu bayithakazelela
Sasa uDr. Lux wethulela uzulu elinye njalo indlela lakhe elitsha. Umculo wakhe uyatholakala kumakhasi okuzilibazisa ebolenjini be-internet.
Indlela elitsha msakazi liyaphuma mhla ka 2 November esibayeni The Crawl obulawayo eMathobane. Sizobe silapho ke ngomgqibelo wona lo wesulandayo. Abantu abeze ngobuningi bakithi sizo supporta. Ngilethemba lokuthi labantu bazoyithakazelela i-album lezayo.
Kusasa akubizwa ozwa emathobana kobulawayo lapho lo mcimbi wokuphakulula idlala telitsha lika Dr. Lux uyibizelayo uhlelo waza Friday kuliviki impela sonto emnandi kili lonke igama langwenza Jesus Banda.
Malisa kichi mamfana uye bizu neltoni kichi mamfana uye bizu mambi kichi mamfana uye bizu tau au kichi mamfana uye bizu samato lumoya wa mausekona senkumbule kaya au kichi mezuze uye bizu samato lumoya wa
yebonge umntumo ka elibuzwa kuwoza Friday kumculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube yena uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux yena ke obexoxalo Ezra Jesus Banda. Siluqhuba lapha ke uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje lingakhohlwa iLive Talk lapho esixoxa ngokhetho lweMelika. Olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.